Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
The Mini Cooper Mayfair is one of two special edition 2010 models being offered to mark the iconic brand's 50th anniversary. The Mayfair, named after an upscale borough in central London, combines the most sought-after Cooper options, including a dual-panel sunroof and Bluetooth, with unique design cues that speak to the company's heritage. They begin with two large round auxiliary lights mounted to the front bumper that add a vintage touch to the Mini's familiar face. There's 50th anniversary badging on the grille, side markers, and door sills to remind you that you're driving something special. But that's obvious when you get inside and feel the toffee brown leather seats. They look like they belong in the lounge of an exclusive English country club. That theme is carried over in the two-tone leather steering wheel and matching door and dash inserts. The Mini driving experience is exhilarating. Steering, shifting, braking are precise and immediate. Our S-version tester featured a ballsy turbo four-cylinder making 172 horsepower through a six-speed manual. John Capella with parent company BMW describes what happens when you press the button by the shifter marked Sport.
That little button changes the mapping a little bit of the engine, gives it more of an aggressive tone in terms of throttle response, and even the sound tone changes a little bit, and it really lends itself to a sportier driving feel.
Keep in mind, the go-kart ride can get jittery at times. Engine noise is pronounced, and even my six-year-old complained about the rear legroom. I tried to explain, it's all part of the experience. With your 680 test drive, I'm Thomas DeMont.